to the Upcycle Canada podcast. I'm Jennifer, and together with my husband Dave, we started with an idea, worked on it as a side hustle, and grew it into our first eco-friendly store. At Upcycle Canada, we repurpose, refinish, and reuse discarded items, giving them new life. Sit in on the conversation as we continue to grow from a small side hustle into something much more. Special guests will drop by and share their journey with you as well. This is the most eco-friendly small business podcast in your favorites. This is Upcycle Canada, where yesterday's items are reborn. Let's do this.
Excellent. Hello, everybody. This is Dave from the Upcycle Canada podcast. I'm here with a new friend, someone who is very good at chopping things, apparently. Scott Anderson is here with me from Chop Value. Scott, welcome to the Upcycle Canada podcast. So happy to have you here.
Very happy to be here. Thanks for including me in this. I'm excited.
So Chop Value, what is Chop Value, Scott? What is this business that you are now knee deep in and excited about? Tell us about it.
Yeah. So Chop Value is this crazy idea that starts with chopsticks, the two chopsticks, where we believe in something called the circular economy, just like you guys always talk about in your world. And we basically take the concept of we collect used chopsticks from restaurants and turn them into beautiful product. And that's at the core of what we do. So we literally go around to restaurants once per week, collect their chopsticks that they assemble for us, and bring them back to our factory and produce a type of a wood product that we then can manufacture into all sorts of different end products. Everything from kitchenware to home decor. We can do custom work, including we've done things like cabinet tops and doors and custom displays for stores. We've done you name it, but we can take this basic material that's headed for the landfill and turn it into, as I keep saying, beautiful product.
Excellent. So what is a chopstick made of? What kind of wood is that?
Yeah, so it's a great wood. It's made of bamboo. There are other species out there, but 98% of what we deal with is bamboo. So it's a beautiful, strong wood that is the nice part about it for our process as well is they're all uniform size and lengths for the most part, which makes repurposing them relatively straightforward. And so literally these pieces of bamboo are used for about 20 minutes for your meal. It might be a delicious meal, but still only used for 20 minutes and thrown away. So we think there's still lots of life left in these things. And we essentially collect them and then repurpose them into other products.
And these bamboo chopsticks are traveling around the world to get to us in some cases as well, right?
Yeah, that's the thing. The majority of chopsticks that you eat in restaurants come from overseas. So they're coming they're coming a long way. And if all we're doing is keep ordering new ones and then just throwing them away, that's a lot of landfill that we're importing.
That's a lot of waste too, like the amount of trees cut down and that whole industry.
Yeah.
I was just going to say
one quick thing is that the nice thing about bamboo as well, not only what we're doing from a reclaiming and recycling point of view, but bamboo at the beginning of its life is actually a fairly sustainable wood as well, because it's a grass versus a tree. It grows relatively fast. So it's a good story to begin with. And then on top of that, we're doing from a company perspective, we just make it even better.
Okay, yeah. So that's one thing I always hear about bamboo flooring and bamboo this and bamboo that is how sustainable it is, how fast it can be regrown and cultivated. And that's a good thing. But the idea of the waste is the part that I think a lot of people don't really put a lot of thought into is, you know, that this is just going to go into the landfill.
Yeah. And the one thing that we're really focused on or that we're really proud of is this is a proof of concept in the fact of if we can do this with this one piece of waste, imagine all the other waste that's out there that you can do a similar process to. So the chopstick is what we're focused on, but we're also kind of keeping an eye on to the future as far as what else can we do this with. If this is just one of many things that we daily throw away, don't think about again. But there's lots of resources still left in it. So.
Interesting. I love the edge, being on the edge of the upcycling and repurposing and recycling wave. That's really amazing to see that this isn't only in Canada.
No, so Chop Value is it's a Canadian-based company. So it originally founded out of Vancouver. A gentleman by the name of Felix Bach started it. And it's now grown. So there's four locations here in Canada. We're setting up the Toronto location. And so Calgary, Montreal, Vancouver, and here in Toronto. Vancouver's been at it for about 5 years now total, but we're expanding really aggressively actually overseas. So there was just an agreement signed, for the UK to have potentially as many as 10 locations. Mexico City just signed on board. There's two spots in the States right now, and that's going to grow. Singapore just came online as well. And so there's a whole bunch of potential around the world for this basically throwaway resource that no one ever gives two thoughts to. But we think there's lots of gold in them there hills.
That's amazing. I love it. It's exciting to see this. One thing I've noticed, I heard people talk about, there's no such thing as waste. There's just wasted resources. And that's something that I hear, and I see that kind of that message through at your website as well. And you have your chopstick counter, which I'm looking at the moment, and you're at what, 59 million chopsticks?
Yeah.
Wow.
So I'll give you an, and to put it, those are hard numbers to wrap your head around, right? Those are some big numbers. And what does that mean? So I can use Vancouver as the best example because they've been at it the longest, but they collect 500 kilograms per week of chopsticks. We're just getting started, and we're now just approaching 100 kilograms a week of chopsticks. And this is literally of restaurants who want to work with us. There's a ton who we haven't even touched yet. So that's just the tip of the iceberg of what can be collected. And everything is local, so each... That's the other thing that we really focus on, and you would probably appreciate from your world too, is that what we're trying to do is build the company out from a local perspective so that we're also cutting down on our carbon footprint. So as an example, the reason why there's a location in Vancouver and Calgary, Montreal, here in Toronto, as far as Canada goes, is we're trying to collect and produce close to source. So we're collecting from Toronto, in this case, Toronto restaurants, and we're producing to sell to the Ontario market. Whereas in Vancouver's doing the same in Montreal. So we all support each other. So let's say we right now work with all sorts of national brands as well. And if one gets an order out of Vancouver, it's supplied out of Vancouver. If we get an order out of Toronto, it's supplied out of the Toronto office. So we're cutting down on shipment as well. So the whole kind of ethos of the company is very sustainably minded, not only on where we're getting our raw materials from, but how we operate day to day. So
that's smart. That's smart. And very, very amazing to have that in your mind, because it kind of detracts from the message if you are now shipping something from one end of the country to the other, and all of that cost and that environmental impact is kind of lessened. the effects.
Less than ideal. Yeah.
Yes, and, it is,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. And when you think about how typical companies grow, they typically, especially manufacturing companies like our own, typically the way you grow is basically you consolidate or centralize your manufacturing process to get scale benefits, like benefits of scale, right? Where we're trying to actually show that we can grow from a local perspective and push out, because every market's going to be a little bit different, but also cut down on that carbon footprint. As opposed to grow remotely, as opposed to grow centrally. So I think it's a really responsible and interesting way to look at things from a business point of view too.
It's exciting. So when you first heard about Chop Value, what interests you the most when you first came in contact with this company?
Yeah. So I have my background is a business background. But from a personal standpoint, I have a couple of kids and they're teenagers now, so they don't care for my company right now. But but no, I'm just kidding. They love me. But no, when I had kids, I started a small side project making kids furniture. And what I found was it was really tough to source sustainably. And in this case, I was just looking at sustainability of the product, the sustainably harvested wood, what kind of finishes were on it. And that's what all new parents do. They kind of start to care about kind of their the bigger world, right? And how it impacts the kids. And so I became interested in that side of construction and design just from a personal point of view. And I came across Chop Value just from my own personal research, and they were hitting all, they were checking all the boxes, as it were. Like they, very responsible, how they're growing as a company. I've already touched on that a little bit, but it was very responsible. And when we started conversations about potentially launching here in Toronto, they were very responsible on how they talked and how they, not only their messaging, but in their actions as well, as far as how they were responsible as a company and wanted to hold that responsibility in all their growth decisions and all their decisions in business as well. So that kind of, that's how I came across it. But it's been fun, stressful, obviously, when you first start opening a business. There's no ifs, ands, and buts about that. Yeah. But it's fun to go through that. It's okay to go through that kind of stressors if you see a bigger vision. And the other thing, back to my kids, is it's really fun and motivating to be able to build or at least be part of a company that is so responsible, because it's showing, I like to feel this, is showing my kids that you can build things in a better way. We don't have to always go with the way we've always done it, which is consume. But what can we do? What can we put out in the world that shows, and that's what I like about this, is that it's a viable business that shows you can reuse resources and turn them into something new.
Interesting. Yeah. So you were recently at a couple home shows and meeting with the public. And what are some of the questions that some people would have when they came up to your booth? What were they looking for answers from you about Chop Value?
Yeah. So the first question, so I did two shows recently. We just did in April. We did the interior design show in Toronto, and then we did the national home show as well. And really we were kind of judging what the market was going to be like here in the Ontario region and what the appetite for this kind of product would be. The most common question I had throughout the whole process was, I'm sorry, you do what? It's usually a lot of clarity at first. You get chopsticks. But once we got past that and the humorous conversations that started around that, the conversations were, how do you do this? How do you possibly get enough chopsticks? How do you possibly, how can you make a business out of something like this? And then you have to just talk about, there's that much waste in the system that you can get this much raw material from the system. That was one of the big questions that everybody had, was, you must buy the chopsticks then. Nope, we actually physically go to restaurants and collect chopsticks. And that was a big hurdle for people to wrap their heads around. And then, is there enough resources to do it? And then you talk about the amount of sheer, we've already touched on it, but the amount of sheer waste that happens just in that industry. And then we talk a lot. We had a ton of conversations about, and what was exciting, especially the interior design show, where it was trade, more trade focused. So we had a lot of designers, architects, and people. The last couple of days were open to the consumers, but more people who are looking to do renovations in their home and had projects going. But what was interesting is, once you start the conversation about a sustainable material that looks as good as this material does, and you've seen the stuff from the website. Yeah. I keep saying the word beautiful, but it is. It's absolutely, it's got a wonderful grain to it, and really interesting and a very unique look. And once you start having a conversation with people who are interested in sustainability, or and they realize the product is sustainable and what you can do with it, the possibilities just open right up. We had conversations that included feature walls in people's home, acoustic walls in people's home out of this material, point of sale displays within retail outlets and signage in corporate offices, corporate gifting. Like, it just kind of, they say, so you can, the conversation then goes not of can you do it, but more of what can we do with this? This is so interesting, and this would be so great to put as a part of our, as a part of our purchasing decisions in the case of corporations, but also in, as far as people go, this would be really interesting to have on my home, because it stands for beliefs I stand behind from what I want to project to the world, but also it looks really nice and it would look beautiful within the environment I'm trying to create.
That's excellent. Yeah, I love going to those home shows and stuff and seeing the creativity of all the different vendors, and everybody has their lane and everybody has their thing, but your items, they definitely stand out. They're not what you expect to see as you round the corner and see a long line of vendors. Your stuff just stands out. It's just gorgeous. Like, it's really beautiful.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, and it's just one thing that our stuff does, and what we found at the shows, it certainly makes people look twice at it because they're trying to figure out what it is. And we have an interesting display, and you can see on our Instagram page what the display looked like. But essentially, it's a series of end pieces from other projects we've done that we glued up on our countertop, essentially, or on our booth. And it looks like an intricate city. And it's very kind of 3D, looks like from the movie Inception, the buildings bending and stuff like that. And everybody, it attracts people in and they start looking really closely at the product. And then when we say, generally the conversation was, do you know what that is, what you're looking at? And most people are cork. And then they say, bamboo. And then what we respond with is like, these are chopsticks from restaurants locally that we've got this from. And then the conversation can start, right? Because it's a very visual, tactile looking product and raw material, and it's able to it just brings you in, and then the conversation series. So you can make something like this out of waste. This is so, and then it becomes very interesting in how you do it. Really, this is what you can produce. And then when we say who some of our partners are from retail perspective and how much traction we're getting and where we are overseas, it just becomes more real for people that you can build a business around this. Oh, this is serious. This is for real that they're doing it.
Yeah, this isn't a backyard hobby here. This is we're serious about this.
Right? Yeah, that's right. Yeah, and we're trying to make it a long-term proposition, something that's gonna last for a long time and can expand as well.
So where are you at with Chop Value and your facility, or how soon are you up and running full speed and making steps forward?
Yeah, so we're just, as I mentioned earlier, we're getting going here in Toronto. So we're just building out our facility. We're actually physically going to be located in the Peterborough region. I don't know how many of your listeners know that area, but it's to the northeast of Toronto. An old manufacturing kind of center. I've seen a lot of exodus out of the manufacturing businesses over the years, but we're trying to build a little bit of that back, hopefully. We're just getting the facility up and running. So we'll be producing, by the end of this month here in town. And then we'll be ramping up over the next few months our production so that we're fully operational. And the nice thing about Chop Value having the locations in Canada is that as we grow, we can lean on some of the other micro factories just in the meantime as we get ready and as we expand our capabilities locally. But the intent will be within a couple of months we're producing and fulfilling everything locally.
So if there's a restaurant in Toronto area, Scott, and they want to be part of this, what is the initial setup for a restaurant with chopsticks to be a part of this?
Yeah, that's a great question. Yeah, so we're in the process of heavily recruiting restaurants now. We're focusing mostly on the northeastern side of, or sorry, excuse me, the eastern side of Toronto, just because we could run ourselves ragged trying to cover everything. But if somebody's interested in talking to us, essentially the process is we put one of our bins, we put one of our logoed bins in the restaurant, usually sits in the kitchen area, sometimes ahead in the countertop area. And the restaurants simply separate their chopsticks for us during their cleanup process. And then once a week, one of our staff will come by, just collect it, put a clean bag in the bin, and away we go. We try to make this as easy as possible for the restaurant. So it's not we don't charge for it. We just try to make it as easy as possible and painless as possible so that they feel that they can contribute. But at the same time, we're not adding to their workload because we know how busy it can be in restaurants.
Is there any way to identify restaurants that are part of the Chop Value family at all?
So, sorry, Dave, say that again.
Is there any way to identify a restaurant that is part of the Chop Value family?
Yeah, great. Yep, great question. So, yeah, so all the restaurants that were that participate with us, they get a little sticker that we ask them to put in their front windows that identifies that they are collection points, and are recycling the chopsticks as well. We also try to do shout outs for them on Instagram. Some of them, not all of them have Instagram, but we try to do our shout outs for them and promote them as well on Instagram because they're great partners. And without them, we wouldn't be able to do what we do. So we're very appreciative of their efforts.
Excellent. Yeah, it'd be nice to be able to say, well, if I'm going to go to a restaurant that has chopsticks and I have a choice between restaurant A and restaurant B is part of Chop Value and this restaurant's recycling, I'd rather go there because I really believe in what you're doing.
Yeah. And frankly, most restaurants are fantastic partners with us and because they understand, like they see this waste coming out of their facility as well. There's a couple little benefits as well for them, like so they don't have to pay quite as much on wastage fees that they may if we're collecting it. But honestly, the majority of our doing of the restaurants we work with are doing this because they recognize that we go in and they say, this is a great idea. We're glad to get rid of this stuff. And we always felt bad about just throwing it away. So I'm glad to see it being used for something else because it seems like such a waste.
And I noticed on the website and some research too, just the sanitization of chopsticks coming back to you, right? You're cleaning, there's a whole process for that as well. If people have questions in their mind about that.
Yeah, so we get a lot of questions with, especially at the shows, we had some funny conversations around, so are these dirty chopsticks? And so they're always fun conversations. But yeah, no, there's a whole process when we bring the chopsticks back into the facility. We have a whole process where we clean and we essentially dip them in resin, which is a water-based sustainable product. So we've tested it for all sorts of chemicals and things like that, and it is 100% sustainable. We dip it in a resin, and then we bake the chopsticks actually for quite a while, and that gets rid of any lingering bacteria. It also removes any kind of moisture that's involved. And then we essentially press the chopsticks into essentially tiles. And on the website, you can see the whole process. It's quite an interesting process to watch. But we press under high heat and pressure the chopsticks into essentially tiles that are roughly 8.5 inches by 8.5 inches by an inch. And from there, it's woodworking. So we then, what we call remanufacture. So we plane them onto uniform sizes, cut them to shapes that we need them in, and then essentially piece them together like standard woodworking with standard woodworking techniques into all sorts of products. Like we do cutting boards, and we do, as I mentioned, some home decor shelving units. We do little games, and we've done butcher block countertops for people that are 6 feet by 3 feet wide.
Wow.
And yeah, that's a sharp look in your kitchen. But we do backsplashes in kitchens. We do, as I said, feature walls. We've done backboard head frames of beds, things like that. Any kind of work, essentially, we have the raw material and we can fabricate it into anything that you can do with wood, we can fabricate for the most part.
It's amazing. Okay. So what is the best way, Scott, for people to connect with you in Toronto area as far as just getting in touch with you and getting more information about Chop Value?
Okay. Best way to get us is a couple of ways. So you can reach us, always get us on our web page, which is chopvalue.ca.com. You get there with both of them. You can always email us directly. So here in the Toronto area, we are Toronto East at chopvalue.com, or excuse me, chopvalue.ca. And then you can also reach us on Instagram. So our Instagram is chopvalue_Toronto East. And feel free to reach out to us that way as well. We're happy to talk. So a lot of our work is, as I said, is we do all sorts of custom work for people. So we're happy to talk to you about the capabilities of the product and what we do. The one thing we don't do that we do get a lot of questions on, we don't sell the raw material. It's just at this stage, we want to control as much of the fabrication as possible only from a quality control.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. So, but we're happy to talk about projects with people and see what we can come up with together. And so that's the best way to get a hold of us. Feel free to reach out to us and we're happy to chat.
Excellent. It's great that we have a chance to talk and shine the light on a business that's making a difference. Like, there's probably 1,000 other things that you could make, and it could be easier to get supplies and it could be easier to do everything. But this, sometimes the harder road is the better road.
Yeah.
And I love what you guys are doing. So it's really exciting to be a part of it. And I'd love to get my hands on some Chop Value products soon in the future. It'd be great.
Oh, we'll get that. And thank you for having me, because you guys do great work too. The fact that you're just doing this and spending so much of your time and effort to promote these type of projects, I think it's great that you guys are doing this. This is good work.
Appreciate it. Everyone, this is Scott Anderson from Chop Value from Toronto. My favorite place in the world, Peterborough, Ontario. Gorgeous place. And excited to have you here with us today, Scott. Enjoy your day. And it looks like you got lots of work to do, so you probably have to get back to work there.
Thank you. You as well, probably.
Very good. Thank you so much, Scott.
Thank you. Day.
Okay.
This has been the Upcycle Canada podcast. Thanks for listening today. We appreciate your feedback and would love to connect with you. Email your questions, comments, or suggestions to upcyclecanadapodcast@gmail.com. To find out more about our business and access links to all our social media sites, podcast notes, and more, please visit upcyclecanada.ca. A review of this episode on the podcast app of your choice is always appreciated. Please help us build this community by sharing our podcast with your family and friends. Our thanks to Jacob Moon for the instrumental backing track used in this podcast. Please visit jacobmoon.com for more on this talented Canadian artist. Join us again for more great topics, ideas, and practical steps to help you in your daily life. Thank you for listening. Let's keep this conversation going.
Hey, this is Dave. You're like, what's this music? I thought the podcast was over. Well, it is. This is actually an ad. Oh, you're like, an ad. But this is different. This is for another podcast called, ready? Dad Space. Dad Space is a podcast created for dads by dads. Head over to dadspace.ca for all the information. And we would love, if you know a dad, if you are a dad, if you've ever had a dad, if you know a new dad, a current dad, a empty nest dad, we have a podcast just for dads. And I'd love to share it with you and to share it with a special dad in your life, dadspace.ca. Thank you for listening to the podcast you've already been listening to. But if you want a little bit more podcasting greatness, check out dadspace.ca, dadspace.ca, for all the goodness for your favorite dad. Aww. It's like a Father's Day present every day. We'll see you over at dadspace.ca. Thanks for listening to all of our podcasts, and we'll talk soon. This is Dave, and I'll meet you at dadspace.ca. Cheers. And now we dance.